but dangerous about the Radisha. Something that had Mather upset in a major way. I thought I might be working out something important in my sleep.
Wake up, Bone Warrior!
That did it. I hated it when Yuang Bao called me that, never explaining what they meant. I grunted,
What? Trouble is coming.
Tai Dei stepped out of the darkness.
He spoke. Wan Ai told me to warn you.
What are you doing up here? His arm hadn't yet healed completely. I glanced at the captain. He was awake. He had a bird perched on one shoulder, beak moving at his ear. He eyed Tai Dei and Uncle Doge, but said nothing. He clambered to his feet wearily, collected a couple of bamboo poles, and trudged around to where he could see the lake. I followed him. Uncle Doge tagged along behind me. It amazed me that a man so short and wide could move so quietly and gracefully. I saw nothing new out there in the darkness. Occasional flecks of light continued to streak the tapestry of the night, like fireflies. There were a million stars. The guys who expected snow were going to be disappointed.
Hush, Croker said.
He was listening to something. That damned bird on his shoulder. Where was the other one? A crimson ball zipped away from one wagon just like scores before it. But when this one neared the island, it dipped violently and swerved to the right, scattering the rippling water with 10,000 rubies. At water level, the ball became a splash of blood that faded immediately. There was no reflection off the water anywhere nearby. Shadows. A half-dozen balls streaked out. They defined a river of darkness snaking across the lake. Then balls started flying around over the remnants of the village that had been burning while that boat sank. The discharges there reached panic level quickly. The captain ordered,
Swing one of the wagons around. Give them some support down there.
And let's see if we can't get a couple more wagons up here fast. Some individuals were plinking at the village already, for whatever help that would provide. Croker told the crew of the second wagon,
Cut loose on that island. Everything you've got.
Mergen, I want everybody awake and up here. The shitstorm is about to hit. I ran off to tap dance on a couple of snorers famous for their bugle calls. Both wagons cut loose about the same time. Their trigger cranks squealed and rattled as they whirled. Bamboo tubes discharged color in furious series. How many balls could a wagon launch? A shitload. Cavalry tubes carried 15 charges. Standard infantry and infantry long carried 30 and 40 charges, respectively. The hundreds of tubes on each wagon were longer still. The fireflies went mad. Every single ball launched darted downward after a shadow. Each made its dip nearer shore. Lots of shadows, Croker observed laconically. This was a new thing, but a thing we'd feared for years. Shadows attacking in waves and a flood, instead of sneaking around like spies and assassins. The old man seemed calm. Me, I damned near drizzled down my leg. I ran, but only far enough to get a hold of the standard and a bundle of bamboo. I planted the former beside the old man, got the business end of a pole pointed southward, found the hand-grip trigger mechanism and started turning. Each quarter turn sent another fireball streaking. I told Tai Dei, Grab you some bamboo, brother. You too, uncle. This isn't going to be anything you can stop with the sword.